Zimbabwe. Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7's Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, April the 8th, 2021. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Welcome to our women's segment of the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. Today we are discussing COVID-19 related issues, including reported increase of teen pregnancies and early child marriages during the COVID-19 lockdown.
Yes, and in that regard, Women's Affairs Minister Stanley Sonyoni last week presented a report in Parliament on the level of public service delivery related to gender-based violence. And in that report, it was reported that there is an increase in the number of early child marriages currently being faced in the country at the moment under lockdown. And during that, she said in that pandemic, it has been reported that child marriages and teen pregnancies have increased.
And she also reported that over 4,959 young girls of school-going age got impregnated, with some of them risking losing their education opportunity if they are not pursue readmission at their respective school. Last year, Zimbabwe amended the country's Education Act by making it illegal to expel pregnant girls from school. The report also noted that 1,774 young girls had been married off as child brides during the pandemic.
And this law that was enacted last year has recently sparked a lot of debate on social media of parents and interested parties asking whether it's okay for young girls to go back to school after they have been impregnated. But statistics from the Research and Advocacy Unit say that 31% of girls in Zimbabwe are married before the age of 18. And 4% are married before the age of 15, despite laws in the country that criminalize all marriages below 18.
And looking at COVID-19, the Minister of Health says as of yesterday, Zimbabwe had 36,984 confirmed cases, including 34,803 recoveries and 1,531 deaths. To date, a total of 153,238 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
And Zimbabwe has aims to vaccinate 10 million of its population, which represents 60% of the whole country, and which health officials say will achieve herd immunity to stop the uncontrolled spread of the virus.
We'll also be discussing other issues affecting women with some of our guests who are leading some organizations assisting women with various projects during this COVID pandemic, and also those in government. And so we'd like to hear your views on the issue. Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma khathesi. Lamhlanje ke sicubungula udaba lwe-COVID-19 njengenjayelo. Sinanzelela ukuthi udaba lolu luthinta indaba eziningi elizweni. Ngoba konke kugxile ekuthini umkhuhlane lo usuwenze ukuthi imisebenzi ingaqhutshwa ngemfanelo lezinye inhlelo ngenxa yemigoqo efakwayo lapha nguhulumende ukuthi abantu beyilandele ukwenzela ukwenqabela ukumemetheka kwaleli gcikwane. Sizabe sikhangela ke leli gcikwane lokuthi abantu bahlezi njani lapha ezindlini, sikhangela labantwana abangamantombazana bezikolo labo abazikhulelwayo behluleka ukuthi beqedise izifundo zabo. Kodwa sabona phela ukuthi uhulumende uthi hayi, abantwana bengaxotshwa ezikolo nxa sebezithwele, kumele bebuyele ukwenzela ukuthi imfundo yabe ingaphazamiseki khona bezenelisa ke ukuthi banakekele abantwana abazababeletha ngakho ke lokho sikuzwile ke kukhulunywa ke umphathi ntambo obona ngezabe sifazana unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyandayo ukukhulumile lokho sizabe sixoxa njalo labanye abesifazana ngoba siyananzelela ukuthi ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID-19 balenhlelo ezichiyeneyo abaziqhubayo kanye labanye abesifazana ababakhokhelayo siyananzelela ukuthi zikhona inhlanganiso ezincedisa abesifazana ngenhlelo ezichiyeneyo besezindlini abanye njalo imisebenzi yabo yansuku zonke iyabadibanisa labesifazana lokunye nje okuchiyeneyo marvelous
aiwa kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu nhasi pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai tirikuenderera mberi tichitarisa tichitaura pamusoro pedenda recovid-19 uye nezviri kuitikawo mumadzimai nevanasikana vechidiki panguva iyi tinotarisa isu kuti pari zvino pane dambudziko rekuti vanasikana vechidiki vari muzvikoro vari kunzi ivo vari kuwanikwa vachibatira pamuviri pamusoro paye pekuti vakange vari pamalockdown uyezve vasingaende kuzvikoro saka takaona svondo rapfuura gurukota rezvemadzimai amai Sithembiso Nyoni vachitaura ivo vari muparamende kuti pane vana vanosvika 4,959 vasikana vechidiki vari muzvikoro vakawanikwa ivo vachibatira mimba uyezve vazhinji vacho vanozotadza kudzokera kuzvikoro kunyange hazvo hurumende yakaisa iyo murawo wokuti hapana mwana anorambidzwa kuenda kunodzidza kana achinge anyoresa nekuti ane pamuviri saka ndo zvimwe zviri kutaurwa zvichitaurwa zvakare kuti vana vakawanikwa vachirodzwa vasati vabvazira vati wandei panguva iyoyi yemalockdown atanga tiri kubva kuona totarisa zvakare kuti tachiwana kana kudenda iri recovid-19 pari zvino pane vanhu pari zvino zviri kutaura izvo bazi rezveutano vasvika ivo 36,984 vawanikwa ivo vachibata denda iri recovid-19 kubvira parakatanga muna machi kwozouyawo zvakare vanhu vakabata denda iri vakarikunda vari pa34,803 kwouyawo zvakare zviri kunzwisawo kuchema nezvimwewo kuti pane vamwe vakabata denda iri recovid-19 vanosvika ivo 1,531 asi havana kuzokwanisa kunge vachipona tozotarisa zvakare kuti pamazuva ano pane nhomba dziri kubayiwa idzo dzekudzivirira covid-19 pari zvino bazi rezveutano riri kuti pane vanhu 1,553,2038 vawanikwa ivo vachi 153,238 vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 yekuita kuti vadzivirire kuti vasabatwe uyezve kuti kana vakabatwa nedenda iri harizokwanisa kunge richivotora upenyu hwavo kana kunge ivo vachizokwanisa kurwarisa sezvatiri kuona zviri kuita vamwe hurumende iri kutaura zvakare kuti iri kuda kuti vanhu vakawanda se10 million munyika vabayiwe ivo nhomba iyi kuitira kuti vanhu vazhinji vakabayiwa nhomba iyi zvinozobatsira kuti vanhu vasarambe vachitapurirana chirwere ichochi checovid-19 saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo tichitarisawo zviri kuitika munyika panguva iyo ino apo taona zvematongerwo enyika zvichiri kuenderera mberi uyezve pane zvizhinji zviri kuitika munyika zvatichange tichizeya ipo pano asi nyaya huru inyaya iyoyi yekuti muri kuitei kwamuri ikoko panguva ino yecovid-19 vana ivo vachibatwa nepamuviri vawanda sei uyezve zvii zvingaitwe kuti dambudziko iri ridzikire pasi sa
yebo ke siyabonga marvelous we understand we have our first guest Deborah Mukasa of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. Welcome to the show.
You're welcome. How are you?
Yes, we are fine. Ungasichazisela nje okokuqala ngamafitshane ukuthi siyananzela ukuthi ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID-19 lisebenza njani, yiphi imigoqo eselayithulelwayo ukuthi libuyele emsebenzini, njalo yiphi elokhu ikhona.
Okay, ngithanda ukubingelela kakaleli ngiphinde ndibingelele lami banikazi bohlelo njengenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association okuningi esesikwenzile phezu kokuba uhulumende esivumezile ukuthi sibuyele emsebenzini okwakuqala siqale sa-identifya ama-vendors ngendawo zabo lapho abakhona kazulula sabona ukuthi kuyini okungabe kungathi kuyashota kibo. Sithena sivakasha sisiba kibo sabona ukuthi khona lokho okufunwa ngohulumende lewu onjengama-sanitizers, lama-water buckets, ama-water dispensers, even lama-mask abaningi kukhona kabalawo njengamazimbayo. Bekhala bethi konke khona lokhu kufuna imali bona nesikhathi lesise-COVID kade bengelanamali. So sasesidinga-ke abangane abasithathisileyo sakuthola sahamba ngezindawo zonke belele kobulawayo wonke sibalinga sidoneta sakhulumisana nokhansila layo ukhansila wethu wakobulawayo sadoneta lakuye. Sisabana nesibili sasifika leGwanda sometime 2 weeks ago lesisegwanda municipal ndokuze offices lapho sidoneta izinto zonalezo ezinjengama-sanitizers. Sibese sithi njalo sibonile ukuthi singapho kudoneta kuphela singene abantu abakwemonitayo siyahlupha ngoba soze sikwazi ukuthi kusebenzisa kumbeni makuyenza ngendlela eyiyo. Saba nabantu esibathi ngama-bailiffs ade behamba bebakhumbuza bemonitha bebona ukuthi izindawo zonalezo esizidonethileyo bayakusebenzisa yini. Sengasinanzelela hhayi emamakethi isipeshali akobulawayo sekunotshintsho ngoba ama-sanitizers akhona ezindaweni nazangena ba-sanitizer kube labamaski bayenza konke. Then sibeke sithi indawo yethu njenge-B V T A lezinhlelo ade siziyenza sisenza online kuma-WhatsApp yethu, sisenza ezinye sikuthumela nakubo-Zoom, sikhuluma ngo-Zoom ngani ngani. So ziningi inhlelo ade siziyenza ukuzokuthi amazendazi engafili lost, engaboni ngathi umhlaba sufike kucimeni. So kade sisenza online lama-trainings labo bethengisa online. Sase siba lama-partners ethu, sibe abangani abaningi sibili, sibekwazi eyimele class, sibe la baningi sibili ngingabakamba ngisike khona le iphethe ibugcwane. Kwasiphathisile kakhulu ukuthi sikhangele sibone ukuthi siyabancedisa ama-vendors emgwaqweni ukuthi bebuyelele ezindaweni zabo. Then sibese sithi nakusithi council ubulawayo wethu sihambile sadonata. Sidoneta ipenda yokuthi zedethele amabheyi. Siyananzelela ukuthi nezinye zamabhayilozi bezisithi khona kumele umuntu ethengise lapho kule bhokisi lakhe khona elidethiweyo. Siyananzelela ukuthi ukhansili amabhokisi yane bengasakhali sezadonetha amapenda okuthi kudwetshe sidebisile kusekusikeimarket. Sadebisa nayisentumbane flimarket ukuthi at least amavenda ekhanye ilandela imithetho yami yamabhayilozi e-City Council. Then sake sicina sesithi njengobana sasivele sikhankasa from 2015 sikhankasele ukuthi amabhayilozi ethu kasinto zesiloku sikhala sithi amabhayilozi ethu ngaka-1976. So ngokuncedisana labantu izifundisa zenas sayenza amaseva ethu satshintsha amabhayilozi ethu. So siyathaba kakhulu ngoba i-City Council isebenzelana layo kuhle futhi lamabhayilozi ethu aka-2020 aqalisile amazendayo okuthi bazawasebenzisa njalo kungathi mabhayilozi aphe kufika aphiwa abantu kube namabhayilozi aphume ebantwini imithetho abafuna bona ngokwabo bona amazendo ukuthi bayasebenzisa. So ngingathi ngamafithane khona lokho yikho esikwenzileyo nje nesikhathi sona lesi se-COVID and labantu bebethengisa online. Yebo kungabe kunzima
sibiliamadatha
asedura lani nani kodwa abaningi bangkhona abaqalisile ukuphila ngoba sebethengisa online. Sinanzelela ukuthi kulaku-social distance akumelanga bethene ezindaweni. So umuntu ade side ngafaka into yakhe eyithengise ku-WhatsApp group kumbe nethengise we-eza bekusuka nokukhulumisana umuntu esuke from one point to another esethengisa.
Yebo ke kuyezwakala. Ungahlala khonapho ungayikhatshana, sizaphenduka futhi kuwe siqale sithathe omunye ukuze sizwe okuningi njalo okwenzakala enhlanganisweni yakho. Marvelous, that was Deborah Mkasa of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association appraising us there on the measures they've put in place to carry on their activities, you know, as required by the government, knowing that the informal sector is the one most people are relying on right now. Over to you.
Yes, thank you very much. I understand we have our guest. Am I ever nice, Munondo? Tinokuchinga midzai nemufaro.
Tinotenda makadizeyo ikoko vana mazela sine vamwe vose nevateereri vakanditeerera.
Aiwa, kunotiri wadi. Tanga tiri kutaura isu nyaya iri kutaurwa iyo kuti pane huwandu hwevana vechisikana vechidiki vari muzvikoro vakawanikwa ivo vachibatira mimba panguva ino yeCOVID-19. Mungatitsananguro kuti zvii zvamuri kuona muzvikoro mamuri kushanda nevana vechidiki panguva ino yeCOVID-19.
Ndingati zvatiri kuona zvakati wandei mavhenasi zviri kuitika muzvikoro ende ndinonyanya kurwadziwa mwoyo wangu nenyaya yekuti panotanga gore ndo panobva patangazve kuti vanhu havachabvumidzwa kufamba denda riya ratsimukazve munyika ino yeZimbabwe uyezve pasi rose. Saka vana vakavharirwazve mukati medzimba takungoona vachimbeya mbeya vasina mufudzi. Munoziva kana vari kuchikoro zvinhu zviri nani nenyaya yekuti vadzidzi vetu vanenge vachiita basa ravo nekuvatarisa pose pavanenge vari. Saka pavakazenge vari kudzimba apa ndinoratidza kuti pakaita mukana vakanyanya wekusununguka vachiita madiraje china chaivo vachifamba vabereki vainge vakaremerwawo kuti varambe vachifudza vana zvisinei nemutemo wekuti vanhu vairambidzwa kufamba. Asi tinoona sekuti nezvazobuda izvi mumaripoti zvinoratidza kuti vana havanga vachibiridzira vachibuda kunyange mukati medzimba imomo nekuti uwandu hwataurwa hunofunga ndinotarisa ripoti yakabuda mumwedzi wapera yakabva yekune ministry yedu yerumen affairs inotarira kuti vana vanosvika ivo 5,000 kana pari pachirungu vakaita mimba panguva ine COVID chete chete. Apa tiri kungotarisa vana vakakwanisa kusvikirwa kwavari vachiripoterwa kunzi aivava ndo vakabata pamuviri. Asi tine urombo kuti nhamba iyi kana kuti uwandu uhwu hunogona kunge vakatopfuura ipapo nenyaya yekuti kune vamwe vana vasina kusvikirwa kana kuti vasina kuonekwa vakasangana nedambudziko iroro. Chinonyanya kutishungurudza ndechekuti zvadaro vana vaita mimba imimba yechete here dzatiri kushungurudzika nadzo sesu isu taatishanda nevana tichivasimudzira kodzero dzavo uyezve taatichibatana neurongwa hwenyika hwekuti tisave neanonzi manew infections aya pakufamba kwatinoita uku. Saka tinoona kuti imimba bedzi here kana kuti patova neurwere hwahuri pakati ipapo nekuti izvozvo hasati zvaongororwa kuti vana vava vamire zvakanaka panyaya dzeutano. Saka nyaya iyi inotsuyisa nenyaya yekuti zvinyange zvazvo hurumende yedu yakabvumidza kana kuti yakaita mutemo uyo unonzi Education Act pachitsauko 12 pavakabvumidza kuti vana kunyange vazvitakura aiwa vakatsumirwa kudzokera kuchikoro vakasununguka. Asi regai nditaurire nyika yeZimbabwe kuti izvi zvakaoma zvinhu zvinogona kunge zviripo pamapepa zvakanyorwa zvakajeka chaizvo. Asi tichakazodzoka pakuzoti ngatizvishandisei ende kana kuti ngazvichiitika zvakaomera zvinhu zvakati wandei. Chekutanga tinga kungotarisa iye mwana wacho kuti akagadzirira here nemimba yake iya kupfeka yunifomu kuenda kuchikoro achinosangana nevamwe vana vanenge vasina mimba uyezve achakwanisa kunodzidza achikwanisa kubuda zvakanaka here pazvidzidzo zvake asina kushungurudzika kuya munoziva zvinoita kuchikoro. Ende kana ndakatarisa vana ava ndinoona sekuti vazhinji vacho ndovaya vakanga vakuda kuenda kumafomu 1 vamwe vanga vakuda kuenda kumafomu 2 fomu 3 vadiki. Saka kune kakushoredzana kakushorana kakudii kari kuchikoro nekuti muzera wevana ava hausati vakunyatsozivisa kuti chinhu zvinowanikwa ichi. Saka mwana 1 achanoshungurudzika ari ikoko uyezve tikaenda pachikoro apa tichaona sekuti vadzidzisi vavoreda ndofunga dambudziko iri ranga richizikana pasi rose kuti tiri kuchema kuti vadzidzisi vedu havana zvekushandisira zvakakwana uyezve mikoho yavo iri mishoma kuzodzidzisa mwana uyo asina dambudziko raainaro. Ko kana atinge azozvitakura mwana uyu akuda zvinhu zvakawanda zvishandisiro zvakasiyana siyana. Saka
mudzidzisiunge
achikwanisa kuona mwana uyu.
Regai ndikubatei muromo ipapo todzoka kwamuri ndimbotora kola quickly vasati vadropa. Hallo kola. Hallo kola. Hallo. Kola muri kutinzwa here? Hallo kola. Kola kana vasipo ngatidzokei nyu kwamuri mai munando rendakaimberi. Hello.
Yeah, can you just explain to us in English? We see that, you know, there is concern that there is an increase in the number of young girls that actually got pregnant, especially school going age during this COVID-19. Despite the law that, you know, if a school child is pregnant, they can still go back to school. Tell us a little bit. You've been working in this community. What are you seeing on the ground? What's going on?
You know, it's a very sad situation that we're experiencing here because the number is actually alarming. And we are really worried because we don't think that this number which is come out in the report is the exact number. What about those who were not approached or not recorded when the report was being compiled? And I think the problem started when the lockdown level 4 was introduced in Zimbabwe due to the COVID-19. These children were locked up in the home. And whilst they were in the home, I think the parents, they lost control over their children, and they kept on indulging. And it's really sad that when they indulged, we are not sure whether they did not contract the deadly disease, the HIV, the STIs, because they're only talking about pregnant. So it's something that needs also to be interrogated or investigated in terms of going forward for the safety of these children. And going to the law now, the Education Act, Chapter 12, which was amended or put in place by the government, we welcome that decision very much and very well. But our problem is that the implementation part of it, because we are looking at a teacher where the resources or the incapacitation of teachers has been the talk of the day here in Zimbabwe. Teachers were incapacitated to also continue doing their jobs, and they were striking from... Sorry, they were striking, and now given an added responsibility of a pregnant girl child to look after. I think this person needs a special attention, and it's a special. She needs special interest. For example, you know, she has conditions that are not normal, and she got some special needs that the school has to meet. So we are looking at the facilities that are available at the school. Here we are talking about even the maternal services.
we are talking about the gynecological services. Our teachers, do they have teams to deal with such cases if it comes to worse?
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much to our guest, Evanaisa Monondo. We'll come back to you again for the continuation. Lapho ke besizwa omunye umhlonishwa wethu unkosikazi Evanaisa Monondo esichasisela ke ngokwenzakala labantwana besikolo laba bazithwalayo abasebenza bebonke ukuthi hayi ngempela kulomthwalo omkhulu lapho njengoba sibonile ukuthi abanye bazithwala behluleka ukubuyela esikolo. Njalo uthi mhlawumbe ayisiyo leli inani eliqanjwayo ngoba baningi kakhulu abanye mhlawumbe abangabafinyelelanga besaqoqa amanombolo la. Yeah, sesibuyela kuwe njalo. We're going back to our guest, Deborah Mukasa. Yes, what can you tell us about the vending issue there in the country, in Bulawayo? What's going on? Is it still the backbone of providing meals to most families?
Okay, vending is still the backbone of the country, as far as I'm concerned, because even the number is still cooler, you know. I want to have a second service, but I will inform us. And I will tell you that buying and selling and the customer order and what is. So it's still there. And because I was telling you that the government is going to have a lot of policies. I have a car, you will tell them. Nemsebenzi lokuvula amasekthari izinto zonke zokuzisiwa, you know, sikhangele i-economy yethu, sikhangele nemali yethu loko kusiwa. So abantu they wake up in the morning, they speak up for nevendi. You find ukuthi vele ama-street onke, even noma lakhathi esi-COVID ikhona ama-regulations akhona, some people are they are ignoring it, and then they know what is going on. While Bukhari, they got a map, they have the regimen, all what they have to be on the table.
Yebo, besizwa njalo labantwana besikolo labo ukuthi sebengumhlambi kazelusile. Labo bakhona yini abatholayo ukuthi bethengise kumbe hayi ngokwalabo asebekhulile kuphela njalo abalemvumo ku-council ukuthi bethengise?
Okwakhathesi i-council is failing ukuthi i-control-e abantu especially beZimbabwe ne-economy yethu leyo. Singananzelela ukuthi once i-COVID lokhuze ama-regulations lawathina esika khona okuthi abantu besanitize begqoka amamaski beyenze lani lakhona lokuthi sibuyele emsebenzini iqalise ila ma-strict lokhuze measures okuthi kumele uhambe emapholiseni uyezikliya ubhadale ama-license uyezezenzeni. But konke khona lokhu i-council kayekuqanisanga ngoba izini lakhathi ezinoma sikhuluma ayikaningi izini abantu abadisplaswayo from e-town ayikabaningi emalokishini ukuthi bethengisele ithi ama-resources abo asisemancane kabalakho vele okuthi beqalise ukuthi bephedele abantu emalokishini. Ngingamkhuluma ngamalokishi, ngikhuluma amawadi ukuthi atleast umuntu osuka osuka e-market ethengisa amadempophoma kuwadi 9 then ethengisa amagogo unaye kuwadi 18 isikhansile kayikafikeleli khonapho. So ithanda ukuthi abantu bayaphezungena nje ezitredini lethengisa. Sibeke sikhuluma futhi lakhona lokho ukuthi izikolo zingazivulwa. Imithetho yezikolo isuke yaqansa kakhulu, ifuna ufizi kuyafuneka, amabhuku kuyafuneka, everything kuyafuneka. So at the end of the day abazali abayibo abaphila ngokuthengisa bayehluleka ukuthi bemithe that target. Uthole ukuthi abantwana abaningi kabakho ezikolweni kathesi, izini lamasizi akhwelile. So uzothola ukuthi umzali ongumama ubaba nomntwana bonke basezitradeni bazama ukuhlanganisa imali zokuthi engenye umntwana ne-certain term ezavulwa zabuyela ezikolweni. So it's very difficult labantwana ishaba abuse.
Yes, sizaphenduka njalo. Yes, sizaphenduka njalo uqedise. Ufuna ukukhuluma sesithathe umlaleli mhlawumbe ucingo lakhe luqume. Yebo, kodwa ungayikhathana. Yebo, siyakwamukela kuhlelo mlaleli wethu.
Yebo.
Yembane ngikhuluma la.
Ngikhuluma lo Raphael Ngizi.
Yebo ungapi kwenda?
Ngisempoint ePlant.
Kunjani khona ngapha ePlant?
Hayi, sokuqala kuba lamakhaza khaza nje hayi. Wona umumo amuki impela. Lokho sisiwa sivuka, sisiwa sivuka hayi izala izasibulala lezulu line kakhulu. Amabele kasavuthwa ngakuthi asuke athusa.
Abanye bebelithabela ukuthi mhlawumbe bazaba lesivuno esithe xaxa. Ngakho khona ngapha kuhambanga kuhle yini?
Hayi, abanye labanye ikakhulu ngoba lezi ndawo zinamacaca bona abana balimeza indaweni ezigcine ezingamacaca lezibomzini hayi kungcono kibo. Kuthi laba abalimeza indaweni ezingamatshebetshebe hayi, hayi akubanga kuhle.
Ye, kuthi sesikhangela lalokhu ke ugcikwane leli lomkhuhlane we-COVID 19 kunjani khona ngapho abantu lokho belandela ke iziqondiso zikahulumende zokuthi bazivikele?
Hayi kakhulu abantu bayazilandela kakhulu sibili iziqondiso zikahulumende. Siyahlangana lapho ezindleleni kugqokiwa amamaski lanxa ungena eshophu kukhona okungama-sanitizers yaqala ugeza izandla. Hayi iziqondiso ziyalandelwa mpela.
Yes, sesikhangela lapho the indlala ibhahile khona ngapho. Manje abantu badlani? Baziphandela ngani? Kuyathengiseka yini emaphandleni kumbe kumbe ama-growth points? Kuyini abantu abakwenzayo ukuthi bephile?
Abantu bayazama, bayathengisa nje okuyizinto kwaba balakho. Bakhona abanye bapheka izithwalo lapha thina sisema-growth points la. Ibakhona abanye omama bayafika izithwala lapha bethengisa labo ngizama impilo labanye bethengisa ama-airtime lokungamatamatisi ngoba sisethizane le-irritation enkulu lapha e-ada. Abanye balimile phakathi khonokho okuyimbhida nje mbhijana lamatamatisi. Khathesi kodwa kade kungakavuthwa kakhulu okuningi okulinyiweyo phakathi ngale but khonokho okuluthwana bayathengisa.
Hayi siyathaba ukuthi sixoxe lawe kuhlelo lethu ubelela ngelihle.
Nathi siyabonga kakhulu.
Yebo ke Mavu, that was our listener Raphael Ncube. He's from Powings in Plumtree and he's saying that the hunger is stalking them there because there was a lot of rain which destroyed the crops. You know, some people have been saying these rains have been a blessing to them, but in some regions, depending on the soils, some people really lost a lot. And he's saying there's also the problem of COVID-19, but people are trying also to protect themselves and follow the government guidelines. Over to you.
Thank you, this. I'll go back to Maimo Nondo, if you're there. Tombodzokera zvakare mamuri kutaura imi kuti apa panenge paita matambudziko maviri ekuti mutemo uriko kuti vana vanogona kuenda kuchikoro uyezve muri kusangana nezvimwe zvekuti vana vakuti ivo vakutora zviya zvinodzivirira pamuviri. Saka poitwa sei? Panodiwa kuti paitwe sei kuti tisaone tichiramba tichisangana nematambudziko iwaya ekuti vana vechidiki nyanya vechisikana vawanikwe vachibata pamuviri panguva ino yeCOVID-19?
Ndinoona sekuti pari kuda kuitwa dzidziso yakakwana chaizvo yekuti vabereki vanga varipo kwete kuti vana vadzidziswe chete kuzvikoro vabereki vatsiko mine yekuti vana ava kana vachinge vadzokera kudzimba vabereki vanosvikozviramba izvozvo mine yekuti tichiri kurarama mumapfungiro edu ekare ayo yekungoti vana vachiri vadiki tiri kutadza kunzwisisa isu sevabereki kuti zvinhu zvachinja mamiriro ekunzi asiyana nenyaya yekuti vana vedava vari kuyaruka nekukurumidza zvasiyana netsupa taiyaruka pakare kare zvaitora nguva kuti tizoziya izvi zvepabonde. Saka ngatisanganai nechokwadi senyika toita musoro pamwe chete tobatsira vana nevabereki kuti vanzwisise kuti nyaya chete bedzi inoita kuti zvende mberi ndeyekuti ngatinzwisisei zviri kuitika kanguva iyoyo uyezve toisa musoro pamwe chete togadzirisa dambudziko iroro. Magadzirisiro andinofunga ndeyekuti vana havada kudzidziswa zvakanyanya dambudziko rinoitika kana iwo vachinge vaenda pabonde. Tisingatarisi zvepamuviri bedzi, zvirwere zviriko nezvimwe zvakasiyana siyana. Saka vana vanoda kuramba vachiwana dzidziso iyoyo yekuti nevabereki vakaiwanawo dzidziso iyi tinoona sekuti tinoita mushandira pamwe nekuti mudzidzisi bedzi ariko kuchikoro uku ndinoona sekuti anenge achishandira pasina nenyaya yekuti kana vana uyo adzokera kumba
anemangwe madzidzisirwo anoitwa nemubereki akasana neanoitwa kuchikoro. Saka zvakadaro ngatinanga nefrime kuti pachikoro ipapo pave ne anonzi masexual reproductive health and services. Izvo zvishandisiro zvinoita sekuti kana vana vachida kushandisa panyaya idzo dzekudzidzivirira ngazvinge zvichiwanika. Ani maona. Saka ndinoona sekuti hurumende yakanga yatangawo chirongwa chekuti panoitwawo zvishandisiro zvekupfeka pazvikoro apa. Asi nyaya iri kumetsera pavabereki vakabva vati kwana vedu vachiri vadiki mune muchida kuvadzidzisa chi. Asi ndinoona sekuti izvi zviri kuitika zvaakunyatso kutotidzidzisawo pevabereki kudzidza kwatiri ikoko kuti hatina kumhongwara. Zvinhu zviri kutoitika ende chiaramba tichisangana nedambudziko iroro. Zvaakutodawo vashoma vari kukwanisa kurovedzera vana vavo kuti vasapinde mudambudziko iroro. Saka nyaya iyi inyaya inoda vanhu vese vatinoti mastakeholders anditi wogara pasi woti chii chiri kuitika. Ndinofara nenyaya yekuti tsvakurudzo yakaitika iyi yevana 5000 ka yanga iri yekungoratidza nyika chete bedzi kuti kunze kwaipa vana vedu vari kusangana nedambudziko iroro nemhirizhonga. Ndambotaura pai zvichiti ehe tinongora kuti vana vasikana bedzi. Ko vakomana ava ko tatarisa here nyaya dzezvirwere tisatatarisa nhumbu dzataona idzi zvichitumbuka. Ko vana ava vakachena here? Saka munoona kuti tinoramba tichiendera padambudziko rimwe chete iroro nekuti tanga tafamba chaizvo pachikamu chekudzivirira denda reHIV neAIDS. Pani ndinoona sekuti tikaramba takavarairwa sekudai tichingoti zviri kuwanikwa chaona chidzokera zvemashure totangazve kurisana nematenda akasiyana siyana. HIV zvinoti necovid yadai kutekeshera inyaya zvinowandira hurumende zvinenge zvakutora mari yakawanda. Saka iniri kurudziro yangu yanga iri kuti dai uyu denda iri irori repamuviri revana vari kuita ndisikanzwa ndisikanzwa izvi ratariswa nemaziso maviri chaiyo raongororwa toona kuti pamudzivaro tingagona kuudzura takananga papa zvachose nezvisingazodzokeri kumashure.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if you can just summarize in English, what do you think the way forward is when we look at the Catch-22 situation of, yes, there is a law permitting young girls that do fall pregnant that they can go back to school if they reapply. And also you were talking about, you know, the contraceptive issue. Can you just round that up and give us, in summary, what your views are?
Yeah, what I think is the way forward is that I think there's need for all stakeholders' approach. The holistic approach into this matter, so that at least when we address these issues, we are all agreeing, because the problem is that the teacher is on another side and the parent is at home. So the education which is being you know, imparted to the girl child or to the child is different from that which she's getting from home and that which she's getting from the school. So despite the fact that this Education Act has been amended to allow these girls into school, I think also the government should make sure that they also facilitate for availability of human resources. For example, the teachers, they should be incapacitated to be able to deliver, and they should be trained in terms of getting the actual skills that would also respond to the needs of these pregnant girls. And also I think that they should also provide sexual and reproductive health services in institutions in these schools, so that they also cater for these girls who are also indulging, and maybe that will also bring safety and sanity in our schools. And also in terms of education, I think civic education with regard to sexuality, I think it is not supposed to be taboo. All stakeholders should come at the fore and talk about these issues, so that we, when we are responding to these issues, we are all at the same level. Because the problem which we are facing today or now is that we are also disgruntled and we are not speaking or talking with the same rhythm. We are at home, the other things, we are being socialized with other things, and we are also running out or running away from the reality of things. Because time has been, the world has been evolving. And nowadays, our young girls and young people are indulging in intersex. And we should take this as a reality. And we should educate our children. And also, to some extent, I think the other problem that we are also most likely going to face is that we are not sure about whether these young ones are still safe from HIV and AIDS, because when they indulge, the results of being pregnant, it also indicates that they will also engage in unsafe sex. So it is upon ourselves and even upon the government to really dig deeper and interrogate and get to understand the other consequences that are beyond pregnancy, so that at least we address these, symptoms early, before we also go back to square one. Because as a country, I think we're at a stage where we would say no, zero to new infections. But this indication of having 5,000 girls pregnant is also a warning shot to the country and to the government and to us as civil society to say we need to intensify our advocacy work around sexuality and also making sure that we have put mechanisms in place that would safeguard these young people moving forward and moving into the future.
Thank you so much. If you can just hold on, sir, if you could go back to Minecraft, and then I'll take my Gungu, who's on hold right now, but let's go back to you, sir.
Yes, thank you very much. Coming back to you, Ms. Deborah Mukasa, ungasichazisela ke ukuthi lapho sesibona lapho elikwenzayo, uke wathi kule internet lapho abantu abathengisa khona kumbuthe ngombe ngama WhatsApp, kuyini kahle kahle abakwenzayo njalo inzuzo bayithola yini, njengoba uthe uzafica ukuthi umama, ubaba, umntwana bonke bathengisa, nxa wonke umuntu ethengisa ukhona othengela omunye yini?
Okay, so those Agaguma associations, they are benefiting a lot because our associations, they've got our programs, like to my SBVTA, we've got our programs. So now, we're going to go to WhatsApp, they tell me to learn these things, they tell me they advertise, you know. For those again, Abanga, associating, you can have a superpon, Nagabatanga, Misha Bose, you see, Yapuma, Ubara, no man having had the Ganilavantan. Then you like in this direction, you know what you will, just two minutes at the same and the thing at the weapon, and the maximum opportunities are and a party, Ubuti, Vele, Asuana, Natilana. So in a nutshell, Titina Avanti, with Lawai. If the country is an association, I recognize about nine. So, I'm going to choose an association. I want to have the Lana life, a celebrity life. My Sutama association is an alarm. I have a city council. If they are people, whatever, if the council is executing, I will be our year to people now. So, now I have a Nakokona consumer. Of course, guys, you know, they will be fighting for one customer, then one, two, three. You find the little cutting, you know, the local ones, 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 the customer one. For example, I'm going to get the market. Ukumisa kuphela imoto laphana ukhuluma lokhu kule lezenzo eliyi-1 omunye uyathutha ngapha ukuthuthela ngapha nansi ama-$5,000 akuna that sense enhle akuna that order etshengisa ukuthi hhayi abantu laba kanjani bathengisa but nabe ngangena kwama-association sizakwazi ukuthi i-place lei ngiyabobani bathengisa bezalokhu kuhlelele kube kuhle so ngingathi inenatheli Kabajoina man ama associations the food dishes, now ama associations are because like EPVTA, so that the still ama challenges in our advocates, put how do you advocate for a certain issue, as if you know as a community, as a man, as a family again, now by advocating the right of the day, with the advocates in the middle as a vendor, as a family, as a, you know, as a citizen. Because as we fund the channel, I'm advocating, and as we fund the channel, I'm businesses. How to grow up, we must businesses. You find that when I turn on my WhatsApp, we are trying to make money. Things are in the customer care. When I turn on this fund, then I'm going to my WhatsApp. We need to like collect money. We need to like grow in our customers. So when we as we are going to be there, if we join an association, is a multi. If we like to be, if we have the right. Then in an appeal again, in the meeting, it takes two to tango. In Ama vendor, as London in Latin to term, city council is in Ayama Pilot. Then a lie of the city council is put up as a government. I want a lie, I yes, ibone layo amazenda aziphansi because these are the people abarande in economy, especially ikonomi i-sector esinayo yebambe ilizwe. Ngisande ukuthi konke esikwenzayo khathi esiyitshele okhesi abadiliza asuke okhela nomdala esimaziyo okay uyathi ngena uthola sekulo muntu uhlezi laphana nesitolo sakhe omunye uhlezi laphana nezinto zakhe. So i-information yesibambe i-economy yezimbabwe
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's the government to be able to do it. I don't know if you have a COVID. I don't know if you have a COVID.
Very interesting views there. Over to you, Marvelous.
Thank you very much. I'll be taking my second guest, Amai Lucia Gungo. Sorry, Tanonoka, Kusokwansong, Mchipinda, Mchirongwa, Mchipinda, Yenu, Mchitaura, Sarenunestal Organization, Yenu, Uyesha, Kutishisha, Muku, Basana, Nashu, Makanagana, Nemats, Maipangwa, Yenu, COVID-19.
Iwa, Tinotenda, Chose, Sister Marvelous, thank you very much. We're going to give a this opportunity. In Indian, Zimai Gungo, and it is a kind of the pastor Gunguo, Jesse Papo, Amudiri, development practitioner as well. You know, Shanda Nemad Zimai, organization of the Voice of Peace Organization, Uyosakari, Ismatian Pecheke, Nemai Gungo Foundation. Because she names Mazlano, Chatuku Pinanazo, Lisha Kutu Tuku, Shanda Nemad Zimai, ATTP, Raya Rayavaka, Tata Kupe, Tachikoro Tapo. Panguwa ya wanga wachini wa kukana wachini kuenda kukoro. Nukuda kwe shikoni zero shakati ya natenda. Vamu ndo waka mikusiko wachini kukoro. Vamu ndo waka shairi wa mari. Vamu. Mari ya iwepo. Bati mabilibu ya mumusha. Achiti mstana hako zere. Kuenda kukoro. Utaja zungororwa. Bati prioritize atendisa mwanaomkoma na kukoro. Saka izo shi. Kima program za tukuita. Kuti vaya wa nda kusupplementa. Ma O-levels, awo, varukusa plimenda ma O-levels, awo. Makara langawa sikorina ma O-levels, varukube renda kutipatini na jatari. Deni kinera mwokuta ano tinini ndinao ma O-levels, bata alishu kwa sako endela mbele chukuku, chukuku wabasila kuita ma diploma. Deni kunera mwokuta ano tinini ma diploma awo, tukaita A-level waka sikari wa mari, yependa ku university. Chukuku wabasila o jatari kutipa kuma university. Doho program ya chukuku manyana yoyo kutarisa mkaji etiki. Mushire kumokunde taona kuti vakazi vari mudzimba vakawanda, they are not empowered economically. So you find kuti chero vakaita machallenges vari mudzimba, magender based violence, especially iko zvino nekuposit, nekuti vanhu vakapedza nguva yakareba vakapfigirana mudzimba nana baba, zvakawanda zvakaitika. Madzimai achirohwa apa pamwe zvekudya hapana, nekuti vamari ndo vanenge vaine yese. Saka unoona kuti mukadzi anobva asangana nemachallenges. But can I empower? I need to go to I need to charge with a small general income. I don't want to start in a Muriake, the Kutat Muriake Safanizara. So, don't program a true Mariana Ecosino to Simazela.
Maybe if you can just tell us again your organization, what you're doing during this COVID 19 time targeted at women and where people can reach you in case there are some that also want to enroll on your program.
Okay, thank you very much. So what we are doing these days, we are working on a project where we are targeting women that could not finish their school when they were too school-going age. Some of them for different reasons. Some of them because of their family beliefs that did not believe that they should the girl child, preferring to send the boy child to school, giving opportunity to the boy child, not the girl child. Some of them, they were impregnated when they were still going to school and could not finish their education. For some of them, it was totally poverty. They could not afford. So we have got a program that we are doing where women who did not do their O-levels are actually enrolling for their O-levels. Some of them are supplementing their O-levels. And some of them are even furthering their education to do a diploma. We are also helping those who are actually enrolling for degrees. We are also helping them as well. So those who really want to enroll in our program should get in touch with my Google. If they go to our Facebook page, all our details, our emails and phone numbers are there, but they can reach us on 0732-555-093. So this is the program that we are doing at the moment.
And how are you actually conducting the classes, seeing as there is a lot of restrictions? Do you do these online? How are they done?
Yes, you know, because of the COVID pandemic, you know, institutions, learning institutions, they've realized that they have to change things. So most of these organizations, I mean, whether it be colleges, universities, or schools, they've gone online. So this is, we are also doing online programs. So it doesn't matter if a woman is in Marendera or is in another country, South Africa, Botswana, we are utilizing all the facilities. We are utilizing the WhatsApp. We are utilizing Zoom classrooms. So we're using every opportunity that we can get. So if those who cannot afford to go on Zoom because of challenges, of, you know, budget challenges, they're actually utilizing the WhatsApp, where we send, PowerPoint presentations on WhatsApp for them to read. And then the lecturer will actually do some recordings and post them on WhatsApp so that they can listen to the audio. When it comes to examinations, they have to come to Zimbabwe for their examinations so that we really make sure that the person that is sitting for the examination is the right person that we enrolled.
Mm-hmm. And how affordable are these classes?
Very affordable, very affordable. For example, I'll give an example for the diploma that we are offering, International Communication Diploma and NGOs. It's actually going for $300, the whole package, the whole program, for the whole diploma. And what we're also doing is we've got people, friends, that are actually helping those women who cannot afford. So after selecting, the right beneficiaries that we see they cannot really afford, we are then helping them to pay for the school fees. But for those women, they are women who can afford. All they didn't get is the opportunity. That's what we are offering them. They are paying on their own. But for those who can't, you know, who are not able to pay, we are doing a selection. We actually strict selection to really make sure that they qualify for the help. And then we have friends that are helping to make sure that these ladies enroll in school.
Thank you so much, Amai Guguo. Back to you, sir.
Yebo ke lapho sizwa umunye umhlonitsha wethu unkosikazi Lucia Gunguwo, yena ke osichasisela ngenhlelo ezenziwa inhlanganiso yakhe lapho ezifundisa khona abesifazane okuchiyeneyo la ku internet bayafunda nxa ungenelisi ukubhadala bakubhadalela ukuthi lawe kube lokunye ongakwenza empilweni ukuthi ungatshoni uswele ukuthi wenzeni. Amazwi amqoka ke awakhulumileyo. Sesibuyela kuwe ke nkosazana Mkasa. Ungasitshela ukuthi ezindlini lapha kwenzakalani ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID-19. Abantu bakuthola yini ukudla okweneleyo? Uthi ama-school fees ahlupha. Amanzi ke abantu balawo, ukudla balawo, abathengisayo bathola inzuzo.
Okay, ngesikhathi lesi ngingazisho ku-half-half. Abanye abaqanisileyo ukulima sebencedakala ngokuthi beze izilimo zabo noma nje sokulamasela ngoba yonke indawo vele ukuba le okuhle khona kuba lokunye okubi. Seze sikhuluma nabantwana besikolo njengana njengakhuluma phambilini ukuthi ithi le-challenge ezikolweni abantwana sokuhanjwa ngamalanga ufanele ukuthi omunye umntwana ohamba ngemande omunye Tuesday omunye. So i-sequence ye-education yabantwana isingathi vele iphansi ukuthi abantwana bazaphikha kunzima sibili ngoba sikhonza ukuthi last year
abantwana abafundanga umnyaka wonke and this year sebeqalisile but i-test yangkhona bayenza ngayo is very it's not normal although esosihlala esosiphila kunormal lokhuzeni life yona leyo ukuthi it's not normal kithi kuba normal so ngisanda ukuthi even nezindini lapha obaba labomama kulokuxabana kakhulu kunzima sibi nezimi njengana njengakhuluma ukuthi ngisanda ukuthi ubaba lomama konke lomntwana bagcina bephuma kusukela khonapho ukuthi indlala zibhokile ezindlini amarenti yonke into vele ngathi i-COVID-19 leyo ibise okuningi kakhulu ubise ukudana ezindlini ngoba konke kukhwelile amarenti ngisanda ukuthi ezindlini abantu bebebhadala 100 and something isikhwele sikuyaba yi-1,000 something okuthi kugcina ku-affecta sibilezindlini lomumo noma abantu besiza khona okumumo wangikhona wona lowo khona lamazambane kodwa abantu uyabona ukuthi kabacazimuli kakakho hephi ngoba phakathi inside okuvale khona upahla kunzima endaweni zokunkulusizi zokudla nabantwana konke vele kungathi kunokunzima kakhulu
ye kuyezwakala Marvelous today Deborah Mkasa is saying that in most households you know, it's tough during this COVID-19. You find the mother, the child, and the father all going out there trying their luck on vending. And you can tell what situation that is. If you can give the rest of our guests the last a chance to speak, the last word, Mar.
Thank you. I will go to my ever nice Mulando to just give us your last word, and then we'll finish off with my Google. My ever nice Monando, you can just come and give us your last word, Mazwenye Pedisira.
Hello?
Hey, Taurayeni Mazwenye Pedisira. Kuti pangwaino ye COVID, you cannot chingo taroji between the organization, and you just in brief.
I want to note, if you say some students make a trust, atina kuzokera mashure nenye ya ede nda re COVID-19. Takaramba oti chingo chingiri rati jizitaba nawa. Varimu muzvidzidzo zvepamusoro tichiitanawo maWhatsapp maconversation pavaiuya tichikurukura nyaya dzavo dzinonetsa izvozvo dzatirikusangana nazvo vongwa vatakatarisana navo iko zvino tiriva kuti tiite tsvakurudzo iyo inozotibatsira kuti kana taakuita maprogiramu anobatsira vana ava tinenge tichinyatsoziva kuti tiri kukwanisa kuadresa dambudziko ripi nenyaya yekuti COVID-19 payakauya yakakonzeresa matambudziko akasiyana-siyana asi toda kunyatsonzwisisa kuti zvakanyanya kuwanda papi uyezve chii zvingaitwa saka yatinoti pachirungu yeevidence based programming tichange taakuita tsvakurudzo manje manje uyezve ndoda kungokurudzira vana vose vari kugo kunyange nevabereki kuti mufunge denda irori zvarakauya rakatoshandura mararamiro edu ende takasungirwa kuti tiite mushandira pamwe tirwisane nedenda irori asi ndaa ndichikurudzira kuti ngatirege kuvisa zvimwe zvezvitiko zvinoita kuti tiendere mberi zvakaita sechikoro vana ngarambe vachingosimudzirwa ende varamba vachikurudzirwa naivo vana kuzvibata nhomushonga
chikoro chako ipapo toti mai gunguwo mongoti te muchikwimbu tobva taenda hedu kuna mai mukasa taurai
aiwa tinotenda mashoko angu ekupedzera ndeekurudziro ekungoti kumukadzi wechidiki akanditeerera ari kundinzwa it's never too late hatingarambe takagara mukudepa ngatichimetsa iway forward ende chikoro ndo starting point with education you never go wrong saka so please kibatei dzokera kuchikoro dzokorodza form 4 yako ita diploma rako ita degree rako ushandire upenyu hwako newe mhuri yako.
Thank you so much.
Yebo ke siyabonga. Awakho ugcina ke Nkosazana Mtasa nje bengama 20 seconds.
Okay, ngithi ezenda zilisoja on. Impilo yethu kayithobeli lapho ngizange ngiqalisele khona ko azisebenze yini. Singabe ngama crybabies but let's follow ama regulations ze COVID-19. Let's sanitize mask up. Mask singaphongusa ke sizini but ifisa ke up ivalela ngakhala. Sifike ne social distance sisebenze labantwana singathi ngekumkhuhlane lo COVID.
Siyabonga amazwi lawo okuxwayisa. Sibonge ke uNkosazana Deborah Mkasa obulawa Vendors and Traders Association obesixhasile uhlelo olivalelisayo ke yimi usithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pho eWashington.
Amazwi.
Bye. Bye.